I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A state legislative auditor says she's concerned about the town of St. Joseph's fiscal management after reviewing the town's audit report for 2012-13. Assistant Louisiana Legislative Auditor Joy Irwin says the office will closely monitor the Tensaw Parish Town's practices and will determine over the next few months how to best proceed. Actions by the auditor's office could include bringing the town's financial practices to the attention of the state's Audit Advisory Council for review. Among the findings was the fact that the town did not timely file payroll tax returns or municipal retirement system forms. The report also says St. Joseph donated more than $9,000 to charitable or private organizations without cooperative endeavor agreements. Louisiana law requires such agreements to be made. The University of Louisiana Monroe's president, Dr. Nick Bruno, updated the university community Friday in his annual State of the University address. He acknowledged several of the institution's accomplishments in the past year. He says a recent listing of ULM as the most underrated university in the state is, in essence, a positive designation for the school. He says ULM continues to deliver a quality education, and the value of the academic experience is made known by the listing. Bruno reviewed some budget issues. State allocation is down $1.2 million from last year, but tuition revenues have grown.
We're up 4.6%. Overall this year from last year. That's the first time we've had a positive change in, what, 5 or 6 years.
Bruno noted the growing difficulty in seeing first-year freshmen complete their program and earn a degree. He says ULM is fortunate to see a notable increase in graduation rates.
We're over 40% now in graduation rate, a 10% change in 5 years. If we can achieve a 45% graduation rate, we will be as high as most of the research institutions in the state, except for LSU. So we're close.
Bruno says recruitment and retention strategies are being implemented for the university. The school is looking to enroll 500 additional students into its online program. He says a program for at-risk students provides an approach to retain students who may need support in continuing their college career. According to the Federal Elections Commission, GOP Congressman and U.S. Senate candidate Bill Cassidy has more campaign cash available than Democratic incumbent Mary Landrieu. Cassidy's war chest is at $5.6 million, while Landrieu is at $5.5 million. University of Louisiana Lafayette political science professor Pearson Cross says it's a significant accomplishment for Cassidy.
People are believing in my campaign. People are opening their checkbooks and they're writing me some big checks, and I'm very competitive. So I think it's an important milestone.
From July 1st to August 2nd, Cassidy raised $629,000. That's $53,000 more than what Landrieu collected. Cross says it'll be interesting to see how the Landrieu campaign reacts.
Actually might be a bit of a wake-up call for Landrieu and for her campaign and for her contributors and kind of say, look, we're really in trouble. This isn't just a walk in the park.
Tea Party candidate Rob Manus has only $200,000 on hand. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the lower 90s, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon into this evening, with the low in the low 70s.